Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Binks. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lloyd Christopher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Binks reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive towards the mound. Dietrich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Binks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. P. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Fain moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fain scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Binks throws the ball into Joost, who tags Jones trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Gabrion now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabrion fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Philly reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.